to another episode of the West Life Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Barnett. We are sponsored by West Ashfield, where you can watch the game right this Friday night against the Bulldogs. If you're not heading out to Leichhardt, West Ashfield is the best place to watch it on the big cinema-sized screen. And as I just said in the ad, if you're watching live, the pizzas and the beer, the cold beer on tap are amazing there. We're also sponsored by MG Pump Solutions, and Big Shane from MG Pump Solutions is with me tonight along with Rob. But before I get to the boys, give us a follow on Instagram and Twitter at Westlife Pod if you want to support us and take part in the show. The group, the Patreon family is growing week by week. patreon.com/Westlife, a couple of bucks a month to help grow the show, and come and join us. Yeah, in the Discord, and you get to sit in on these live streams. We drop the link to come in, and you can sit and you can hear Shane, Rob, and I. If you think we're foul-mouthed on the air, you should hear us before we hit the live button, and you can, that's worth the money alone, boys, to just hear us go off even more, off the air, so to speak. So, boys, welcome in. What are the thoughts on, we're going to preview the Bulldogs game this week. Bulldogs have the flu going through them. We'll take all the help we can get, even against the current Wooden Spooners. But I'll go, Rob, how are you feeling heading into Friday night's game?
Oh, I'm just treating the Bulldogs with respect. I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk at all. I think it's a 50-50 game. I don't know how we're clear favourites the way we are, given the amount of players we've got. They're really missing Addo Carr, who's a winger. The Bulldogs have struggled in attack, but if you look at their last three games, Josh, they've only conceded 16 points, 14 points and 12 points in their last three games against the Knights, the Raiders and the Roosters, and they beat the Roosters. So defensively, they're kind of grinding hard like us West Tigers are. So I think they've got a tough team, but in terms of their attack, that's where they've struggled. So if they find a few points, and we haven't been really scoring many points, like in our last three games, we got 12 against the Cowboys, and 3 weeks ago, we got 6 against St. George Illawarra. So, we've got to get our attack right, and, hopefully we can defend the way we have been doing. And I'm expecting an 80-minute grind, guys, especially if we've got a bit of wet weather coming.
Shane, smiling Saiyan just said in the comments, still has nightmares against the Bulldogs from last year. And I don't think the three of us have ever been angrier or more embarrassed from a West Tigers game. So I guess he's got a point. I'm feeling confident heading tomorrow night. But now that he said that, maybe I'm a little bit more tentative. How are you feeling heading into Friday night?
Look, I think that last round, I've said it enough on the podcast.
Here we go.
I can't. That was absolutely pathetic. That was literally the worst performance I've seen a team put in ever. No. Like
second worst.
We had opportunities to ice that game, and Brooks threw it. We did. He could have iced that game. And I'm going to keep saying it because, as much as he's going good, he threw that game. He threw that game to get rid of Madge. I go watch it. I don't care what anyone here wants to say. Go watch that game. We've all said it here.
I'd rather not.
Have we got some legal sponsorship, Josh?
Would Lee, I guess Lee would be on Brooksy's side, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, that was around the time they were trying to get rid of Madge.
They were getting rid of Madge. They were trying their hardest to get rid of him. There was a lot of rumours that went out as well that sort of pushed that on, especially what we started hearing about all those bits and pieces in the background and that the Madge hunt. But look, it's a game we should win. And the issue is the games we should win, we lose. I don't think we have that mentality anymore. I think we're going to grind it out no matter what. Even if it is a shitty game, we're going to grind out 80 minutes of footy. And we've put in 80 minutes of footy for the last, six, seven games, So I really don't think that's an issue. Just the problem is we've just got more people coming in that haven't played with us. It's just more backline changes. Like, yeah, look, the signing of Naden is definitely, it boosts our stocks in the backs. But again, what he's got 2 days to train with is he started training on Wednesday. So he's got 2 days of training and then he slots straight into a center spot. It's like, it's going to make it hard anytime. So, look, fingers crossed. We've got Jock Madden in at six there. So he seems to be all right when he comes on. He's not played as good as Brooks when he does come on, but look, that's what he's there for.
Yeah, we probably haven't had the same seven guys in the back line twice this year. Like at the start of the year, who were missing round one and round two, will we have had the same seven? How long did Hastings got suspended after what, three games? Danes missed games. Knoffers missed games. Ken's missed games. Like,
I think the first two games were the same back line.
Yeah, so since then,
then since then, Jacko got suspended.
It's just been a merry-go-round. Like, literally, haven't had the same seven guys. I mean, a lot of NRL teams probably don't. It's probably pretty rare. But yeah, like Shane said, the whole chopping and changing. West Tigers head home to Leichhardt Oval this Friday night for a round 11 clash with the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, and you can watch all the action live and loud in the lounge and sports bar at the home of the West Tigers, West Ashfield, 115 Liverpool Road. So that kickoff is 6 p.m. That's this Friday, 15th of May. And you can try one of the Garden's famous wood-fired pizzas. Big Shane and I have one of those when we're at West, and they are absolutely fantastic. Or a burger or a steak, and you can enjoy your meal with a $5.80 ice cold beer. Selected tap beers only, and West Ashfield practices the responsible service of alcohol. Stay tuned for exciting dining offers and giveaways via this podcast in association with West Ashfield. For more information, visit West Ashfield's website, www.westashfield.com.au, or give them a follow on Facebook or Instagram at West Ashfield.
Yeah, so on the news, I mean, Naden, we've kind of touched on it. It's a pretty good segue. Naden, when the team list dropped the other day, or Tuesday, 4 p.m. as it does, we saw his name on our bench. I thought for sure it was a mistake because I didn't realise Zach Docker-Clay, I didn't realise he had gone to the Bulldogs. So I thought, oh, maybe we'd named him and they'd got their names around the wrong way. But no, sure enough, apparently it was 5 minutes. Apparently it was like 5 minutes. His contract was registered 5 minutes before the deadline for him to be able to play this week. Like there's some sort of deadline to get it through, and he's playing against a team that he played for, 6 days ago. So, crazy stuff. A lot of Dogs fans in our DMs, in our mentions throughout the week saying, oh, good, like, he sucks, like, sucked in. Like, even though we're paying half his salary, and they try to argue with us. So, Shane, you spoke to the same source that's given us good news in the past. He told us that the Bulldogs are chipping in both this year and next year. I'll let you go through the figures in a second. And the Bulldogs fans having a go at us saying, no, check your sources. The Daily Telegraph comes out, says the exact same thing. And then they say, no, don't believe the Daily Telegraph. It's like, okay, the source is reliable for us. The Daily Telegraph has said it. But we'll believe Mr. Kennel over there. But
we'll believe the Bulldogs.
Yeah. So yeah. What did you hear in terms of the contract, Shane? For those who haven't seen it.
Well, Bulldogs have already paid half of his salary, so we're only paying the back end of this season, which is good. So we're paying. He's on $400,000 a year. We're paying $200,000 this year. We're paying $250,000 next year. They're pitching in $150,000 next year. So I'll be honest, that's a pretty bloody good deal. It's very, a bit of a, what would you call it? I've got a mind blank at the moment.
Low risk?
Yeah, that's it. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. It's very low risk, high reward if it plays off. I rate him. I wanted him at the beginning of the year when I heard he went to Bulldogs. It sort of pissed me off a little bit. I was there at the 2020 grand final for Panthers versus Storm. When he came on in that second half, he was the link that made them click. If he started that game with them, Panthers would have won in 2020.
I agree.
It was literally, he came on, a switch flipped, and the whole team just clicked. And I didn't think that much of him until then. I watched that and I was just like, he's good. He's really good. Like, I do want him. All these Bulldogs supporters, he can't catch a ball, though. He's shit. He's this, he's that. He's like, he's playing in a shit team. We have
You could
all
argue
seen
he still is,
how...
but anyway, yeah, go on.
Well, this is the thing. They've got zero leaders, right?
Yeah, true.
I would say we were a shit team. At least we put in performances now. They're getting flogged still. They're getting proper flogged still. We're not getting flogged. Like, we have a shit run and we're still not getting like proper pumped anymore.
Yeah.
Putting tools down, not caring. Man, they have made Josh Adokar look shit, and he's probably one of the best wingers in the comp, and he looks like probably one of the worst at the moment because he's trying to do everything and he's tiring himself out. It just shows you, you're in a team where there's no cohesion, there's no identity, and nothing happens. The Tigers now have an identity. We've got a play style. We're playing a certain style of footy, which is what we haven't had. I think he's really going to slot in really well, and I think that's that strike centre we sort of needed. His defence is a bit shaky, but it's better than anything we've got there at the moment, so I'll cop it.
Peter on Facebook, on the Facebook stream, said Jack Hetherington may be heading our way. I have seen that as well. Either of you boys... Shane, you're putting thumbs down. Is that because you don't want him or because you...
No.
Have you heard anything about it?
I don't want him.
But do you know if the club is after him? Or if
I haven't heard anything. I heard like little rumors pop up on Twitter, but I haven't actually heard anything about it. I really don't want him. I really don't think we need him. I'd rather push hard for Crichton.
Absolutely.
I don't want Hetherington. I just don't want him. He's suspended more than he's not. He plays a stupid brand of footy. He's always going to get himself in shit. He's always going to be injured, or he's just going to hurt himself, just destroy himself, and he's going to try to destroy other people too. And I don't like that style of footy. So I think that's definitely an idea where we need to shit can that one really quick because I really just really don't want him.
Rob, any thoughts? What are your thoughts on the Naden signing?
Oh, look, I'm happy with it. Obviously, his defence is a little bit suspect. Totally agree with what Shane said about his 2020 grand final performance. He came on in that second half for Tyrone May, who was basically put in the centres, and you know, he's just a utility player, sort of trying to fill in a job a bit like Luke Garner, and really didn't offer anything out on the right-hand side for Penrith. And then when he came on, he just carved him up. As Shane said, all those buys for Canterbury haven't performed. Josh Adokar, until the last 3 weeks, has really struggled. He finally got his first try a few weeks ago. Matt Burton is one of the best young players I've seen. He hasn't looked himself, maybe because he's at 5'8", or maybe because he hasn't got a really good number 7 inside him, like, you know, Penrith have Cleary and Luai inside him. So I think Matt Burton's so talented, he could be a great centre or a great 5'8", but he's just not showing it at the moment. I think it's a good signing. I think one thing you didn't consider, Shane, what if the Daily Telegraph heard what you said and ran with that? So that might have been where they got their report from. But anyway, yeah, no, I think it's a good signing, guys. There's no one else available. We're really low on stocks. If you take Adam out of the equation, who we look as at our six, as our number six, he's the best centre we got, and we just signed him. So, but like you guys, I was shocked when I saw him in number 21. I thought, here's a typo. What the hell's going on? Saw Docker Clay in the Canterbury team, and I thought, what's he doing there? Didn't he play for the Magpies last year? So it was really confusing. But I think he's going to be a really good asset, guys. I'm not saying he's going to do the job tomorrow night. I don't know. I'm thinking maybe Kapoa drops out totally and he comes in and plays right centre. And, you know, because I think we'd weaken our bench if Peachy's on the bench with Brown, but we can get into that a bit later. But, yeah, goodbye, guys. And at the price, and he's got upside. And if he buys into what Madge has done with the rest of the players about defence and all that, within weeks, he's going to be a great signing.
It's funny. The Bulldogs fans trolling us were saying, oh, you guys are acting like you've got the best signing in the world. It's like, we literally never said this turns us into contenders or like improves us significantly. It's 250k. We need depth in the centres. Literally, I haven't seen one West Tigers fan say, oh, so, like basically bragging about it. It's just like, okay, well, let's like, we'll see what happens here sort of thing at best. But at best, he adds a bit of depth for 250k. That's not a lot of money at all out of your cap. So, yeah. So he might. I mean, James.
Josh,
Roberts,
I'll go on record. I'll go on record and saying it's a bloody great signing. It's not a good signing. It's a great signing.
He's low salary. It's a good value.
Yeah, for his low salary, yeah. and he was in a grand final runner-up team that performed really well on the night, and he's got upside again if he gets back to the player he was a couple of years ago. He will be an outstanding pickup at a cheap price. And if he fails, he's on the same price as any rubbish average first grader that doesn't do well anyway. I don't think we lose out of it. He either performs or, you know, he doesn't. And at that sort of price, it's a great deal. And he's got something to play for. He's got a great friend at the club in Dane Laurie. He probably needs a new lease of life. He's going to get great service from our halves when we've got our best halves back. And he's going to see plenty of ball. I think it's a great signing, guys. And you know me, I bag our club at rubbish signings that we've done in the past. I'll put my reputation on the line. I think he's going to be a great player within 6 weeks for us. And we're going to be great that we signed him. We're going to be really pleased about it.
Some great comments coming through on the Facebook and the YouTube. So shouts, got pushing 40 people in the live stream tonight. And that's despite there's footy on the TV. So. Thanks to everyone. For those listening on the audio, be sure Monday nights and Thursday nights, 8:30, come join us. It's I see all our regulars coming back, and they drop some really cool comments. I barely have to write a run sheet anymore because you guys just do it for me these days. Another Bulldogs related thing. It's funny how we're playing the Bulldogs this week, and there's just Tigers Bulldogs news, coincidentally, the match for the Bulldogs. So, Madge pretty much laughed this one off. They're going to think they got Madge. Madge has signed with us for another year anyway. And then there was another, someone sent us, they reckon Jackson Hastings will follow him over. But Shane, did you laugh when you read this?
Oh, I thought it was one of the dumbest things I've ever read. Why would Madge now, after he is finally getting the team to play football how he wants, leave? Why? To go to something a lot worse than us, that has to play under Phil Gould, to coach under Phil Gould. Why would you want that? Him micromanaging every little thing you do and still failing, and then you get shit canned because of what he was doing as well. Like, it's just as bad. It's just stupid. And when I read it, I just started laughing. Oh, yeah, Jackson Hastings is going to go as well. What do you mean? What are you talking about? Like, what? We gave him his run again in the NRL. No other team wanted to. If Bulldogs wanted to, they could have got him. But they didn't. We got him. We put it out there. And he wants to play for Madge. I believe, yes, we're not winning as many games as we should be. We've lost, we've dropped games. I understand that, but I really, we've seen a massive shift in culture in this team, and they want to win. They don't want to lose. I reckon that is literally what Madge was saying that whole time when we were sitting there for that first six rounds going, oh, shut up, Madge, you're saying the same thing. You're probably going to be fired soon. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, you know, we all know what this team can do and we know what we're working on. All of a sudden, Jackson gets back and it all clicks. We're just like, okay, fair enough. Like, I guess you weren't lying. Like, I guess we can sort of see it. But then to just throw all of it out and go to Bulldogs, like, does that make any sense to anyone else? Like, I think it's just Bulldogs fans are just, like, I saw it before. One of the comments popped up. Bulldogs fans are salty because they can see us getting better when with all their big money and all their awesome signings, they're actually worse. So, look, we didn't do the big money signings. We signed Smart and got Jackson Hastings. They signed 1,000 backs. And what did they get? They got 1,000 backs with no leader. So, I don't know. That's pretty stupid to me. But I reckon I laughed as soon as I saw that rumor pop up. And, like, as soon as anything comes up, Bulldogs fans are biting on it. And I'm just laughing. I'm like, you guys are cooked. You guys are cooked if you actually believe this. Trust me. My mate said he would put his name to it. Well, put his name to it. Put your source's name to it if he said he would. Because I'd like to talk to him because I'd like to see where he got his info from. As soon as I say that, I don't get a comment back. I get nothing. I don't get a reply. So, I don't know. I found that one a bit weird.
A good, yeah. Randomizer mentioning it's Buzz trying to get Flanagan a job. If it comes out of Buzz's mouth and it's related to the especially if it's related to the Tigers, yeah, you can you know it's going to be pretty much bullshit. Your thoughts, Rob, on this laughable rumor?
Yeah, well, I think it's laughable, but you know, if I try and be objective about it and try and come up with what reasons it could possibly ever come true, you know, 5 weeks ago when we played Parramatta, Madge was one thrashing away from getting sacked, allegedly. Okay, calls were being made about why is Pasco in the Northern Territory and all this shit. Tigers are in a crisis. They're about to sack the coach. So,
did Pasco ever come home? I haven't seen him anyway.
I don't know. He hasn't rung me up yet since he got back. But,
anyway. I just honestly, I haven't. I say that half jokingly because I haven't seen him. Well, I haven't been to a game since he went because we've obviously been out in a state, but I haven't seen his face pop up. I think Kelly's met up with him, so
he would have called in to check up on his best mate, best friend, Rob Bashara, biggest fan.
100%. Yeah, I got drinks waiting for him at my house. But anyway, so back on.
Are they spiked?
I don't think Madge is that sort of bloke anyway. Madge is as loyal as they come, but you know, if he was trying to look after his own self interests. If Canterbury came up to him and said, hey, we've got a 4-year deal or a 5-year deal for you, and he knows he's only got a year and a half left and he thinks his job security is in, you know, in danger, then, you know, you've got to consider it. One thing that actually James Graham said a few nights ago on NRL 360, which did make a lot of sense too, Canterbury go after people that are contracted anyway. You don't have to be off contract for Canterbury to get them. They did it with Des Hasler. When Des Hasler was winning the premiership at Manly. So from that point of view, it can all make sense, but I actually saw Buzz say it when he said it on 360, and I just saw it, what a crock of shit. He's got two great signings coming in, you know, Papali'i and Coruscant. The team's building really well. You've built up all that trust within the group. You're not going to go sign anywhere else. So I think it's a crock of shit, but, you know, look, we're going to get aligned with every up-and-coming player on contract, every possible coach, every possible scenario, West Tigers are going to be interested. As you mentioned with Jack Hetherington, I know our name's been mentioned about Jack Hetherington. The Dolphins are mentioned in Jack Hetherington. There was one other club whose name escapes me. So we're just going to, we're clickbait guys. And you know, I click on the articles too, but I just laugh at them and keep going. But, you know, don't forget Canterbury made a play for Moses and Tedesco before they all went on their separate ways, when it was meant to be a little underhanded deal and all that sort of stuff. So if you're really into that conspiracy theory stuff, you know, there's a 1% chance of it happening. But as far as I'm concerned, I just can't see it happening, guys. I hope not.
A couple of comments are mentioning Adam, and that's exactly who we're going to talk about. Adam Dwayhe, obviously. Both of them, it's something we've talked about all year, but as we get closer to Adam's return. So basically, who will be the halves? Basically, where will our four halves slot when they come back? Rob, what have you heard about Adam? So there was rumours that he was going to come back this week. He looks pretty good in the photos. Well, it's hard to tell from photos, but he doesn't have any strapping or anything. It looks like he's training. And shouts to Big T on Twitter last night. So he was at the Tim Sheens talk at the Sackville Hotel, I think, in Balmain. And Tim Sheens said something along the lines of Adam is out for the season. Big T, not knowing that what he's going to write would go so viral, he wrote that Sheensy just said that Adam's out for the year. We all shit ourselves. Poor Big T gets like blasted with messages. I can only assume that Sheensy meant to say Sean Blore is what I would assume he was talking about, because Rob, you've got pretty good word that he'll be back just after the bye.
Yeah, so my phone was lighting up like, you know, New Year's Eve fireworks. I was on a half-hour drive from my place to my mum's. And obviously when I got there, I found out what had happened. While I'm talking, Josh, I don't know if you can find Big T's tweet. He actually updated clarified a tweet further on, which kind of makes a bit more sense about it. But I think Sheensy basically said it's a really brutal injury to come back from, and it's one of those injuries that isn't so easy, so he wouldn't be surprised if he sat out the year, or he wouldn't want him to rush him back. Anyway, once all of the hysteria came on the phone, I contacted Adam's management, and I basically got told that, you know, that's just not true, and he'll be back by round 13 actually. So look, fingers crossed it all works out. But shouts to Big T. He put out a really good pod today too, guys, on Sports Best Friends. Give it a listen. It goes for half an hour, and it was a really interesting chat about Sheensy and what was said at the Sackville last night. So if anyone likes to listen to rugby league, give it a go.
We've touched on it before. Shane, how do you think... So Brooksy's due back, this, I guess, if it's 2 to 4 weeks. So Brooksy will probably be back just after the bye as well. Is my maths right there?
It's 2 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, and the bye is in 3 weeks, so he might be before the bye or just after. So
they wouldn't risk him. They'd throw it after for sure.
Yeah. So that would mean Adam and Luke probably back the same week. What do you think they'll do? We've touched on this before. I'm pretty sure we all think. Adam will start in the centres and then make his way back as the year goes on.
Yeah.
But
I still believe that.
Guys, I think we just play it by ear. We don't know if Brooksy's back, if heaven forbid if Jacko gets injured, if we've won 3 or 4 games in a row and we want to bring him in as number 14. I just think we just don't worry about it. Like we have got we've got 3 pieces that have to fit into 2 spots, and we're pretty adamant that we all agree they're all halves in one way or another.
Yeah.
But in a perfect world, I think Adam goes to centre if our centres aren't performing, and realistically, if hopefully Naden does a job, and even if he does, who's our other centre? Like, it's not going to be Luke Garner. He's a back rower. We're not going to have Tommy Talau back. We don't know how AJ Kapoa is going to go if he gets a go. So I don't know, but I just don't think we should be worrying about it until we get closer to that time. You know, heaven forbid Adam could have a reoccurrence of the injury. Like, we just don't know. Like, I think we just wait till it comes closer, because if Brooksy's hamstring is worse than we think, well, then we might not have anything to think about. So I just think let's worry about it when it gets to a week or so.
Yeah.
From happening.
But yeah. So we've got Dogs this week, South next week, and then the bye. So it's almost like the season starting after that bye with guys coming back.
But it'd be nice to have 6 points out of the next that bye, and we beat South before. It'd be nice to beat Canterbury, have a grand final preparation against South, and come back from that bye, you know, on 10 points, you know, with a big arrow pointing up. So, you know, it'd be nice for that to happen, but we've got to get through Friday night, which I don't think will be easy, guys, but, you know, I'm sure we can win, but it's a toss of the coin for me.
Kathy's asking about Nofa. I'm assuming it's just the concussions lingering because he's not named again this week. Have you heard anything, guys? Shane?
Still concussion protocol. So I'm not exactly sure what it would be, but it's just long lingering symptoms. So he must have been hit pretty hard because he's still obviously out, which is a big it's a big knock to us. But look, Junior Tupou was really good last week, and I'm glad to see him in there again.
Yeah, he was a revelation last week. He's big, he's long. And that's another thing to go back on Naden. He's a bit of a big unit as well. So guys that can jump. I mean, tries off kicks this year. Well, seems like every year tries off kicks seem to kill us more than any other team. So having some big long boys in there can't be a bad thing as well. So yeah, Dane Laurie, he said, it was on a video on Instagram, West Tigers Foundation on Instagram. He was doing a Q&A and he said he's aiming to be back next week. So hopefully he will be back to play the Bunnies next week. Have you boys, either of you guys, heard anything more on that? Or did that catch you off guard, or was that kind of expected?
No, it's been about 4 weeks, hasn't it?
Yeah. It's since the South game.
Yeah. Well, it's been about 4 weeks, and they said 4 to 5 weeks. 6 weeks at worst. So, yeah, look, next week, I hope he's back, because then we've got two decent centres in there, don't we?
Well, you'd think it'd be Naden and Tower.
100%.
Two genuine centres. And then last bit of news, Angus Crichton. So obviously nothing official yet. We reported on Monday that he had a convo. He approached Madge about signing. Shane, have you heard anything more since then? Or it's come out that he has a handshake agreement with the Roosters, but, I mean, contracts barely mean anything, let alone a handshake these days. We had a handshake agreement with Latrell Mitchell as well. So have you
Josh
heard?
Josh Adokar.
And Josh, yeah.
Heads of agreement. So,
like, what a load of shit, a handshake deal. Like, why would you even say it? If nothing's been agreed to, like, why would you say something that silly? Because you know it's worth nothing. So I haven't heard anything else. I know we're going for him. So I think we've literally just got to wait and see. I think we're probably going to offer around the 700, 750 for him, which, look, I believe is fair for him. An Origin player, why not? Go for it.
Rob, on NRL, I only read the article, but I didn't see NRL 360. They were talking about it and arguing like old men about whether the Tigers should just throw more money. I think Buzz was saying Tigers should just throw more money at it, but the other guys were basically saying we're starting to be pretty smart with their cap. This kind of sounds like his manager, the whole handshake agreement, they're trying to squeeze a little bit more money out of us. Is that what you think it might be? Or, like, do you think the club's doing the right thing by holding firm on their offer and not just throwing the whole suitcase at him?
I don't know what our offer is to him. In my opinion, I don't think our offer would be similar to Nakora. If our club thinks we're going to get Angus Crichton for 565,000, whatever the figure was, you know, they're kidding themselves. I think we would have gone in for about a $700,000 offer. And don't forget, guys, Crichton was poached from South on massive money. Crichton was like their best second rower, and South couldn't match the Roosters' offer, and they wanted to keep him. So the Roosters have probably paid like a $1 million deal. So he's going to be coming down a little bit. The guy's still a rep player. He's a grand final winner twice over. Like, I think he's worth marquee money. He's not showing that form this year, but given, you know, that fresh new environment with the Tigers, having played under his previous coach, Madge, who he excelled under, I think he's definitely worthy of giving that big offer. But I think they're putting shit on our club. I don't think our club would have offered the same money as Nakora. And if we did, we are absolutely dreaming. he's worth that 7-750 range. And if we can get two bookend second rowers like Papali'i and Crichton, we're in really good shape, boys, for 2023 if we can get him. But according to that article that you mentioned, he's agreed to terms with the Roosters. And, you know, like, and as Shane said, they've had a personal discussion. But that article also says that we're discussing amongst ourselves what we should offer him or whether we should make him an offer. So, like I said on Monday night, if the Roosters want to keep Crichton, they'll keep Crichton. But on the form he's shown this year, it hasn't been that flash. So I think we should throw a bit more money at him, but I'm pretty sure we have already, to be brutally honest.
I'll repeat myself a bit from Monday too. We're cashed up for next year. Just front-end load his contract for next year. Pay, like, we're probably not going to get much more for next year. There's not a lot else on the market. Just give him a good pay packet next year, and then with Adam Dane, Luke, and Jackson Jacko. All off contract at the end of next year, that frees up a bit of space and allows us to keep who we want from those. So Rachel has asked, did you guys see the Thomas McKayley off to the Super League possibility next year?
I did
see pop
apparently
up.
He signed. Apparently he's gone.
Gone instantly or gone at the end of our season?
No, not instantly, but he's agreed to terms to go to Super League next year. That's what I read today.
Thoughts on that, boys? Do you think it's a big loss for us? He seemed like he had plenty of potential, but he just couldn't really crack first grade last year or so consistently. So what do you think, Rob? Is it a bit of big loss for us?
He hasn't reached his potential with us, guys. Like, if I was coaching him, he needs to run off the back fence. As Shane said 100 times, the guy's so big, he's so hard to tackle, allegedly one of the hardest blokes to tackle in the club. Yet when he's taking a hit up, he gets it off a 2-metre run-up. I think the guy is a really good player, and he'd be valuable to any squad if he's untapped. He hasn't been untapped yet. He's just not there. Mm. He just hasn't reached his limits. So hopefully, I don't think you'll find it in England, to be honest. Like, that's a dog's breakfast over there. But I think, you know, with the right coach, he can be an absolute beast. But he's not doing that for us, and realistically, he's on the outer.
Being in Queensland, I thought the Dolphins might snap him up. But
yeah, so did I.
I'd live on the Sunshine Coast before rainy old England. But Shane, is it a big loss?
Look, I wouldn't really say a big loss. As Rob said, he just never really reached his potential with us. I thought he'd be going to Dolphins. I really did. They need pretty much anyone they can get at the moment. They just need to start signing people to field the team.
Mm.
We're hearing dribs and drabs are going there, but they haven't. Look, I'll be honest, I don't think they've really signed anyone that I'm like, oh, wow, they're going to be great. Like, it's sort of always just like, oh, yeah, no, they're average. So, look, they're going to feel probably an average team, but they need players. Look, I sort of disagree with Rob with saying that he won't find form in England. I think England would be like a massive confidence booster for him, because he'll just absolutely tear through anyone they have there if he gets another meter run up. He could do a 3-meter run up and just blow holes through them.
Maybe.
So, look, I think if he can sort of get that, because there's that lack of defense over there, I really think it might wake him up to be like, oh shit, man, I'm actually this strong. Because it's almost like at the moment he doesn't believe himself. So, and he sort of slows himself down, doesn't run onto balls. It's weird. Like, we see glimpses of it. Like, we'll see, oh man, Tommy did a massive run then. Massive hit up. And then all of a sudden the next three runs he's backing into them, or he'll run and try to take a step and slow right down. And it's like, yeah, it's a bit disappointing. But I'll be honest, I like him. He had all the potential of the world. He could have been, let's be honest, he probably could have been one of the best front rowers in the game if he ran it a bit harder.
Yeah, athletically, it's like Sean Ball told us when he was on the show, he's the hardest guy at training to tackle. Like, he's just so hard to put down. And just, he's shown that plenty of times in the games. He's prone for play the ball mistakes, seem to stand out for him a lot. Just simple schoolboy errors, but
and drop balls.
Yeah.
Drop balls. That's the killer. But like, look, that's like a lot of the big forwards. A lot of the big boys, they got shit hands. Like we saw it with one of the young fellas that was coming through that actually funny enough signed for Bulldogs. Mavoni. He was huge. He was massive. But the only thing that let him down was his hands. And like he'd have a hit up and a ball would just pop out like he had greased hands. It's weird. But I've noticed a few of the real big boys are sort of like that. But look, all for him to go over there and absolutely kill it. Like, I don't know. What else can you really say? Like, I wish he sort of stepped up a little bit more here and really cemented himself into a first grade spot because he has the potential to do that.
Jared on YouTube, biggest thighs in the game. He does have fucking huge quads. Right. He's like, his quads
he's got
are insane.
Tree trunks.
Yeah.
Tree trunks he's for got, legs.
They're not quads, they're ox. There's eight of them, eight quadricep muscles in there.
See, that's the other thing too, Josh, like with Madge. Madge is such a great motivator and he believes in his players. And I think if Madge can't get the best out of him, who can? Because like Shane said, he could be anything. He could if he really believed in himself, you know, he could take the world on. I just think he lacks a bit of self confidence.
Righto, lower grades this weekend. So Lidcombe Oval once again will have lower grade footy. So 3 PM. Our cup team are playing against the Bulldogs, and then 5 PM, our Jersey Flag team, I believe the Magpies, Ron Massey Cup before Cup as well. So it's a triple header if you want to head over to Lidcombe Oval Saturday afternoon, like the three of us did. Was that last year that we went or the year before? The last 2 years are a blur.
Last year against Raiders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a good.
Last year against Raiders.
The weather's meant to be pretty piss poor. So it might be only family and friends there on Saturday. But if not, yeah, get over there and support the lower grade boys as well. And then the girls, the Harvey Norman girls, are playing actually after first grade. So I think last week I said that this game was, for whatever reason, there's a two-week gap between the Harvey Norman girls game. So I think last week I said the girls, if anyone actually rocked up to Leichhardt Oval 8:15, last Friday, I apologise. I didn't look at the date. I didn't realise it was 2 weeks between games. They're playing 8:15.
Imagine that.
8:15 this Friday. I didn't get any texts or DMs saying it'd be pretty funny.
Just stop listening.
The lights are off.
Josh is a dog. He sent us to the wrong place.
Never left the show.
Stitched me up.
So they're playing Mounties after first grade. So if you hang around, shouts to Jess who looks after the girls. On Twitter, we retweeted her tweet today. The girls, stick around and support the girls as they play Mounties. So, on to first grade boys. So, the team list is up on the screen for those watching on the stream or on YouTube. So, Stafford Toa still at fullback. Junior Tupou gets to play his second game. So, named in the centres is Kepa Owa and Tyrone Peachy. That is still the case in terms of the team list as it stands, but you can see Naden there in the 21. Madge has come out and said, yes, he will play centre, but didn't confirm it today in the 24-hour, the 24-hour before the game update for some reason. So maybe, boys, do you think that's a bit of smoke screen? He's not going to say which, so he doesn't know which side, not to get into a 3 and 4 left and right debate again, but could it be he doesn't want to show where or who he's going to pair Naden with? Why wouldn't Madge have put him in the update? I mean, he doesn't have to, I guess, technically until an hour before kickoff, but anyone got any thoughts on that?
I'm just wondering if it has more to do with Peachy, where Peachy will be playing.
Mm. Yeah, so
that's
Keep that under wraps, yeah, where they'll push him. Because
I don't think there's really any need, though, is there? Like, it just doesn't sort of make sense as to why you wouldn't just go, oh, look, we'll throw him in there.
Drop.
Like, if you want him to play left centre, he's going to play left centre. Like, if you want him to play right centre, he's going to play right centre. Doesn't matter.
So who drops out, do you think, Shane Kepa?
Nah. What? Oh, yeah, look. Nah. It's hard because New Brown got told he's having his debut.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't throw him out now. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Does Peachy miss out? Like, Peachy was out for a while. Yeah, it's confusing me trying to think about it now. I'm just I don't know who. I don't know who will be dropped.
I mean, wonder how Mick Potter's feeling then, the new Bulldogs coach. I mean, trying to bamboozle him, playing mind games in the wooden spoon battle. Any thoughts, Rob, on who will drop out, how it will change? It's kind of annoying that we're recording the podcast with less than 24 hours to go.
Yeah, look, it's a weird one. I think Kapoa drops out myself, but I mean, I can't say with confidence. I'd be really disappointed if Peachy and Brown are on the bench. I think that's just a really light bench. So I'd be happy with like one utility and three sort of big bodies on the bench. So for me, I would say Kapoa drops out. And I know Madge says Brown's playing, but I would say Brown drops out. I don't want to go with a light bench, guys. So I'm not really happy with how it might pan out.
The club put out today that Brown's going to debut. I mean,
With a light bench, guys. Then we're going to go with a light bench because Peachy will end up dropping out if, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work, man. I want three forwards on that bench at all costs because Canterbury can't do much except they toil and they tackle and they'll grind you to the ground. We've got to at least have a good forward pack and a good balance. And if someone gets injured, you need to have that depth on the bench. I don't want to be going with just Twol and Stefano when Stefano's struggling to put out half an hour as it is in both his return games. So I think it'd be really risky if we don't have three big bodies on that bench. So Madge knows what he's doing, but we're going to look like idiots afterwards when we see what the team is tomorrow night, aren't we?
Well, Latterbra on YouTube saying Musgrove is out. So
that makes our bench even weaker because then one of the big bodies on the bench is going to start. And then even if Peach or someone drops back to the bench, we're still going to have Peachy and Brown on the bench or I don't know.
Rob, as he's saying down there,
yeah,
Joffa moves to front row, Peachy into lock, Naden to centre.
Yeah, well, Naden's coming into centre. We get that. Okay, you could rotate.
And then our bench stays exactly the same.
I'm fine with that, but Madge hasn't named Joffa at prop all year. Not that there's any real difference. The way Joffa plays, he's not really a ball-playing lock. So the fact that he's got 13 on his back, he's still like another prop anyway, I suppose. Mm. But,
the way he's mentioning it, it makes sense to me, 100%. You'd shift Joe and you'd put Peachy into lock because that's what we sort of got him for.
Okay, well, that would make a bit more sense. And then I'll be, okay, well, then Zane's obviously not 100%, so he won't play.
Yeah, it was his pec, wasn't it?
His pec. You think he wouldn't be back within a week, no matter how minor it is. They bloody hurt.
Not playing on 8:30 on a Sunday.
On a Friday, you mean?
He played Sunday last week. Like he's done. Sure. He's in like late on a Sunday. Yeah, right. He's coming back in. Pecs take a couple of weeks to get better.
Yeah, and see, that's the other thing on the game too, guys. Flu or no flu, Canterbury's had, a couple of days extra rest. So I just don't know how we can just put 2 points in the bag and say it's a given that we're going to win.
Yeah, but we're shortening favourites. I don't know. I'm with Jackson. I mean, Brooksy out in the halves, Jock Madden coming in. He's done all right. I think with Jackson leading us around, Jock in for Brooksy. I mean, how much of a loss do you guys think that is? I think Brooksy's been awesome, but I think Jock is close to filling into what Brooksy. I mean, Brooksy's been pretty awesome. I think we all gave him points the last couple of weeks. So thoughts on Jock coming in Shane? Obviously, it had to be done.
Look, I think it's good. Like, we've got him there for a reason. Adam's injured. Now we've got Brooksy injured. We've got no one else to throw in there. Like, I'm glad we held on to him because he was asking for a release at the end of last year, wasn't he? If he wasn't going to get any first grade.
Earlier this year.
Yeah, that was his year.
Yeah. Yeah, so, look, I'm glad we sort of got him still because...
Someone in the comments...
He's come in handy for quite a few games.
Rachel said there's talk of him to the Dolphins.
That would make sense.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Mm.
Wouldn't surprise me. Look, he deserves to play first grade. He's definitely very good. And let's be 100% honest, guys. There isn't a spot here for him.
Mm.
There really isn't. We've got four halves now who want to break into first grade, and Jock's last on the pecking order. So, look, I'm glad we've got him, but do I wish Brooks was healthy? 100%.
Yeah, for sure. In the forwards, so Jimmy named is Jimmy Tamau. Jacob Little back at hooker, guys. Obviously, poor Jakey last week went off injured. Are we terrified or, a little bit scared about Jacob coming in for Jake, Rob?
No, not terrified. It's the obvious choice. He's really the only other recognised hooker in the club at the moment. I guess they've got to go with him unless there's a left field pull from Madge and Brown starts or Peachy shifts the hooker or something crazy. There's so many permutations to this lineup that can happen. So, but I think it's the obvious choice, to be fair.
Speaking of the hookers, I heard a... it's not really a rumor because literally a friend of this player told me this, that the hooker, Penrith's hooker in Ron Massey Cup, what's Penrith's Ron Massey Cup? Samaries, I think. So their hooker was offered a contract with us before New Brown was. So we were looking with basically someone to play for the Magpies with Rua out for the season. So he was offered, not a top 30 contract. I think it was a Magpies contract, and he knocked it back, not wanting to go over to West from Penrith. And now he saw that the guy that took up that, who they did sign, New Brown, it might have been a top 30 contract because New Brown, New Brown, he's on a development, he's on a training trial. So it might have been a training trial. Maybe I think it was the same contract as New Brown. Was offered, and he said, no, I don't want to go to the Tigers. And then he's seen New Brown playing first grade this week, and apparently he's spewing that he knocked back the Tigers. So a little bit of...
sucked in.
Yeah. So
he'll... suck eggs, mate. That's what you do when you don't go for a chance.
So he...
But why would he come, guys? Like, seriously, like, what, to get a couple of games in while Jakey's injured, Appy's coming to the club, we got Rua... next year, like he'd be fourth in line, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, he'd be playing for the Magpies, but I mean, he's only playing. This is a Ron Massey Cup player, so you'd think.
Yeah, I know. But don't forget, Appy's leaving Penrith, so he goes up the pecking order there.
Yeah,
for next year.
Yeah, true. Yeah, I guess. But, he's only a young guy. I think he's only 21, 22. So yeah, he's biding his time at Penrith, I'm sure.
I haven't seen much of Brown the last few years, but I remember when he was at Cronulla watching him play, thinking this guy's like, he was playing in the halves back then. He had the step like Benji and everything. Like, I don't know if he still plays like that these days. Have you seen anything of him, Shane, this year?
No, he was playing second grade in Super League. So they're like, you literally can't watch the games. Like, it's so hard to find streams for him. Because I'll be honest, I wanted to see how Joey Leilua was going.
And?
But I couldn't find anything. You can find stats and that, but like, you can't find any. I'd rather watch it. Like, I'd rather see. So
that's crazy in this day and age. Every pro sport.
Anyone can find me some streams, hit them up. Send them to me. I want to watch. If anyone can work the magic.
Luke Garner's back in the back row after being an absolute trooper for us in the centres the last four games. How long was he in the centres for?
Four games.
And again, and I think the week before that, he moved to the centre during the game, I think. Was that the Souths game? I'm trying to think when he actually moved to centre.
He was up against Campbell Graham, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Mm. So it's been...
That's a month.
I was worried about that.
Mm. So Kelman's been dropped.
On fire at the moment.
Kelman's been dropped to the bench. I swear Madge is listening to the show because, Shane, I think you... I think both of you guys said Kelmer, basically should be pushed to the bench or to the Magpies. So, Rob,
shift him further.
Yeah. Well, you reckon drop him? Do you think you should? Well, I mean, we can't really. Who are you going to replace him with? We haven't really got. Maybe Tuki Simkin, maybe. But
I'd put McKaylee in there.
Tommy McKaylee, yeah. Or if he signed elsewhere.
Kelmer down to reserve grade and McKaylee in, because I'd rather a big forward on the bench than have Tuilagi on the bench.
Yeah,
but on Monday I was happy for Kelmer to leave now, and I actually said I'd love to see this version of Garner get a crack at second row. I think those were my exact words on Monday night. I want to see Garner have a crack at second row. The way he's defending and the intensity he's got now, I think he's going to have a blinder Friday night, tomorrow night. I really do.
I feel like he's going to rip it up. I feel like he scored a lot of tries at Leichhardt too. My memory's...
Yeah, he has.
Yeah,
he has.
I feel like Leichhardt's always a happy hunting ground for him. So,
yeah, it was the old Brooks and Garner combo.
Yeah, the Luke to Luke. Yeah, we won't obviously get that this week. But yeah, the Luke to Luke combo was working really well at times.
He got a try in our, what turned out to be our sudden death game when we played Cronulla a few years ago when we lost at Leichhardt. Mm. You got to try in the second half that day too.
That was 2019, yeah.
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 Just last year, last game pre-COVID.
That game pissed. I was sitting there on the hill. I was so fucking angry. As soon as I saw Corey Thompson was injured, I was fuming. I was just like, oh, we've fucking lost this game now.
Yeah. You know what I loved about that game, guys? After the game, I got to see a few of the players. And if you saw Luke Garner and Paul Momorowski after that game and after that loss, I loved the fact that it was Birmingham. Like, it just showed they really care and they really want to win, and you know they wanted to kick on because they were obviously
Mommers did the next year
last game. Yeah, I know he got flicked, but anyway.
Mitch on Facebook, Twally could get his first try. Man, there's the petition going around that apparently
every week.
apparently Twally knows about the petition that if he scores a try, the fans are going to storm the field. It's a bit hard. Is Leichhardt... We've still got the barbed wire on the fence, don't they, Leichhardt?
No, I don't think so.
Nah, they're only low fences. I jumped them.
Yeah.
I jumped them to get a photo next to my sign.
The wire's got... I sound like a snob here, but I sit up in the grandstand. Not towards the fence. Nah. Is the wire gone, is it?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, it's just a fence. Like, I could jump that easy. No hassles.
There's no barbed wire. I sat behind the post on that...
I mean, it's not barbed wire, it's just wire. So it's not that hard to jump over. So, well, there's a will, there's a way.
It's like waist height fence, from what I can remember.
Okay.
There might be a little bit of wire above it. Like
I always thought there was three rows of chicken wire. Yeah, above it. Who cares? Jump that as well. Get on there and...
100%, just cut straight through it.
Yeah.
I'll take my snips. Take your snips to the ground. Oh, yeah. Get ready to rock and roll.
That'll get through security.
It probably would.
Yeah, it's not hard. I've stuck. Yeah, my mate's...
5 years from now, guy. 5 years from now, 2027, Twally for first try ever this week.
It's like 300 games in.
300 games, Twally for first try.
What was Bryce Gibbs? Bryce Gibbs was 100. He was a pretty high number, wasn't he, before his first try?
He scored in the grand final, obviously, the first try of the game.
But that wasn't his first try, was it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was his first try. I could be wrong, but we'll put it this way. It would have been his last ever try for the Tigers. And then I think he might have got one against Cronulla, like many, many years later.
Yeah, I can look that up.
But I don't know. Maybe someone out there knows the stats or can find that somewhere.
Jared, can we go for Cobbo? He's in the Broncos, yeah?
Yeah, I highly doubt he'll leave the Broncos. Like, that was his dream to play for the Broncos. I really highly doubt he will leave the Broncos.
Good luck with that too. The Roosters are after him as well.
Stewie on YouTube. Garner said if he breaks through and heading to the line, he'll wait for Twally to pass it to him, like the under sevens.
Well, we need Twally to keep up to him first. Fucking Garner's got some legs on him. Holy shit.
Steph on the bench still, boys. Is it odd or like the front row combination? So, I mean, Zane's out. So, if Zane's out, does Steph start then?
I don't know. I think maybe not, just because he's not getting the minutes in. Because you'd have to have two stints. So, you know, has he got it in him to do, you know, 25 and 25 at the back end? I don't know. I'd probably say no. I'd rather start with Twally anyway. He can bust out the minutes.
The thing that sucks Friday, I mean, if you listen to this after 5 o'clock tomorrow, then we're going to sound like idiots because it'll all be answered. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. The weather is looking... So I looked up the BOM, looking about a 50-50 chance of rain. Come kick off, 17 degrees, feels like 5. So, Rob, you're sitting with me up in the grandstand. Leichhardt Oval grandstand, unfortunately, isn't long enough to cover my seat. So, might have to pack the rain gear, pack the poncho. Someone That's asked, good. But it's meant to be close to a sellout, which is... surprised me. I mean, we're playing the Bulldogs. They've got a pretty fairly loyal fan base, or albeit with more criminal records than the average fan base. But they'll probably get a big crowd, big contingent there as well. I was looking forward to us playing at Belmore 2020, but that obviously never happened because the season was rejigged. So... hopefully we get to play at Belmore one day and return the favour. But boys, we'll go to score predictions. I'll look up what the betting has, because I think we've shortened. But Rob, what are your predictions for tomorrow night?
I want to tip us to win. I really do. I'm going to go 19-12 Tigers. I don't think, you know, we're scoring too well. We're going to have a bit of a dysfunctional back line with a couple of new guys there in Madden and probably Naden. Got a new hooker as well. No Brooksy there. Tupu's first game at Leichhardt. But I think we can get them. We definitely can get them on the wings with our height, you know, with a good kicking game. So, I'll go 19-12 and I'll tip Hastings to be our man of the match and keep an eye on TPJ. Tavita Pengai Jr. to have his one unstoppable game this year. We just got to try and do a job on him. But it won't be easy, guys. I'm expecting a hard fought game all the way to the end.
Let us know in the comments too. Rachel's already 18-4. I mean, if it's raining, yeah, that's it might be a slugfest. Jared's gone the complete.
Wow, Jared. I want what you're drinking, mate.
Rob, Bronco, what year was it? 2019, Broncos at Leichhardt. Was it 2019? The last 2 years has been a blur. I can't remember.
No, 2020.
That was
2020 where they absolutely got
It was flogged. Post-COVID, first COVID lockdown, was it?
It was during the first COVID, yeah.
Yeah, we had Benji and Billy Walters as our halves that night, and see on the bench, you got about 15 minutes at the end of it.
Yeah.
What do you think of the show? That would pay. I was only thinking today, what would a Twal hat trick pay? Let me look that up. Shane, what are your...
I can answer that. It'd pay my house off.
You'd think so.
Yeah, 100%. Look, I'm going to go a bit more. I reckon we're going to put 30 on and they'll score 10.
Yeah, I'm feeling that. I'm feeling something similar.
Our attack... Even though we don't have Brooksy there, our attack's too potent and their defence hasn't been very good. So, kicking to corners, we're just going to absolutely demolish them if we can keep that up. Like, having a look at who they've got, no Addo Carr there, so I'll just be kicking straight to that corner. And either Tupou or hopefully Kenny just absolutely runs a mark. that's what we need. I want to see him put up a good score because sort of haven't all of our wins have been that close. It's all heart attack material. I want something where I can actually chill out and I don't age 10 years.
Yeah. Well, I put a lobster on a 13 plus earlier this week. As soon as I heard the flu was going through the Bulldogs, I thought I did something similar last year. As soon as the Origin team was named for Penrith, like that Penrith had all those players out. I went in, threw some money on us before the market changed because it has. We've come into, by the way, a hat trick for Alex Twiles worth $301. But it's the same price for Brown, Hastings. A Hastings hat trick's $300. Wow. So a hat trick for Hastings is the same price as a hat trick for Alex Twiles. I don't know how that. Maybe it's just max. Yeah. They won't give you any more. Same with Lids, Tarmel, Madden, Joffa, Steph, and Zane. Well, Zane's not going to play, but 301-1 for a hat trick. I mean, very rarely does a non-outside back get a hat trick, but never knows.
I'll just take 3 tries tomorrow night. I think 3 tries will go close to winning it.
Yeah, possibly. It's 101 for a 12 doubles. 101-1. And for one try, this is sports bet, but give him a free plug there. If any betting companies out there wants to give us free bonus bets for a plug, shoot us in the DMs. At 12.50 for a try. It's the same price as James Tarmel. 12.50.
He was a better chance of scoring.
Yeah, it's weird. Maybe they just don't offer more than that. Yeah, but probably. Yeah, I threw a lobster on us earlier in the week. 13 plus was paying $4.30, and that now is $3.10. So we're $1.55, and it was basically $1.85 to $1.95, but it's shortened to $1.55 to $2.45. So we've come in a lot with Adokar being out. So, boys, that's the preview for this week. Rob, I'll see you at Leichhardt Oval. Shane, hopefully catch up for a beer soon as well. I know Aaron's come from Orange for the game as well. If anyone, if you see Rob and I getting around, yelling out abuse at the referees, then be sure to come up and say hi. And boys, thanks to everyone in the stream. I mean, the fact that the footy's on and we still got 40 plus of you at one stage tonight is awesome. This stream thing's just, I don't know about you boys, but I just absolutely love doing it live because the comments have been fantastic and just add to the show. So as I said earlier, 8:30 Monday and Thursday nights. Come join the party. It's been awesome. So, as always, boys, go the Tigers.
Go the Tigers.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the West Life Podcast. As always, we are sponsored by West Ashfield Leagues Club and as well as MG Pump Solutions. If you could please subscribe if you'd love to hear us again. We're going to have episodes twice a week this season, Mondays and Thursdays. So we're going to, as the season rolls in, be sure to catch us every week. And if you can, give us a like on the socials. So at Westlife Pod on Instagram and Twitter. Search for Westlife Podcast on Facebook. And if you'd like to take part in the show, patreon.com/Westlife. It's just a couple of bucks a month to help grow the show. We'll see you again next time on the Westlife Podcast.